Walmart is making its most ambitious move to challenge Amazon. Retail giant stepping up the competition with its Walmart fulfillment service. It will pack, store, and ship goods for third-party vendors. What's that mean? Well, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Kit Yarrow, retail analyst, consumer psychologist, and professor emerita, Golden Gate University. Thanks for joining us. What can you tell us about this Walmart plan?
I think it's a win-win for everybody, Jim, because it'll bring a new kind of customer and new products to Walmart, which I think they need. And at the same time, I think merchants are going to love having the really unrivaled distribution network that Walmart offers. And I think we all win because Amazon, frankly, needs more competition. So
when we say third-party vendors, what is that exactly, Kit?
So right now, if you're shopping on Amazon, you might notice that some things are shipped from or sold by other vendors, and Amazon supposedly vets all those vendors who make the product, and they're selling directly to the consumer, but using Amazon as their framework to sell, and oftentimes their shipping framework. Walmart's going to be doing the same thing. Hopefully, they'll be doing a better job of vetting the merchants that they connect with. That's one of the big problems Amazon has, is fake merchandise and, you know, not completely reputable merchants. And Walmart has a better reputation for sure of who they choose to do business with.
This thing, will it pose a significant challenge to Amazon? I think that's the question on everybody's mind when it comes to what Walmart is trying to do. Can they really make a dent?
Oh, yeah. You know, that is the big question, because last year, Amazon shipped 5 billion packages. That's 16 times more than Walmart. So definitely, but, you know, Walmart is still 3 times bigger than Amazon in terms of retailers. So if anybody can do it, Walmart can do it. Right now, Amazon has 38% of the U.S. e-commerce market, Walmart only 5%. So there's a lot of room to grow there, but Walmart does have a long, solid reputation for retailing, and they're doing all sorts of innovative things lately, like offering health hubs in rural areas, and I think they're really trying to think outside the box and bring new shapes of retailing to really a different consumer today.
Pretty interesting, Walmart looking outside the box, because really they've been inside the box for so long, right?
I know, and for so long, too, they were kind of in some ways the enemy of the local merchant and so forth, and it's kind of ironic now they're going to save us from, you know, the fake reviews and fake products of Amazon and their total dominance. And I mean, it is sort of ironic, isn't it?
I got to say that I'm more of an Amazon person than a Walmart person. Do you forecast, you know, people like me going into Walmart now?
Well, it's not that you'll go into Walmart, although I think a lot of their success will depend on the fact that people will pick up their packages from Walmart. So their physical distribution is a huge part of their potential success. But they're also going to be ramping up their distribution in e-commerce hugely to match the needs of their marketplace sellers now. And in, you know, rural areas of America, really Walmart is the retailer of choice. I guess just dollars to dollars that they're 3 times larger than Amazon in terms of retail sales, you know, tells us that for a lot of America, Walmart is their retailer and they trust them. So, you know, Amazon is huge. They satisfy a lot of consumer needs, but I think they need a little bit of competition to make sure they tighten up a little bit on the fake products and reviews.
Apples and oranges. Thanks a lot, Kit Yarrow, retail analyst, talking to us about Walmart fulfillment service. They're going to store, pack, and ship goods for third-party vendors.